is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 16th of January, 2014. It's the birthday of food writer and food critic Ruth Reichel, born in New York City in 1948. Her mother loved to cook and was a terrible cook. And Ruth Reichel wrote about her in her memoir, Tender at the Bone. It's the birthday of Susan Sontag, born New York City, 1933. Her family moved to Miami, then Tucson, then Los Angeles. Susan went to the University of Chicago, came back to New York in 1959 with $70, two suitcases, and a seven-year-old boy, a single mother divorced at the age of 26, and made a big splash on the literary scene in 1964 with an essay in Partisan Review entitled Notes on Camp, talking about what made things campy and why camp is a phenomenon. Camp taste, she said, tries to find the success in certain passionate failures. It's the birthday of Mary Carr, born in Groves, Texas, 1955. Had a rough childhood, parents both heavy drinkers. Dad worked at an oil refinery. Her mom was an artist who'd been married numerous times. But her mom was a voracious reader, about the only real escapism that the small town offered. And as Carr said once in an interview, reading is socially accepted disassociation. You flip a switch and you're not there anymore. It's better than heroin, more effective and cheaper and legal. Mary Carr became a poet who then became famous as a memoirist, wrote her first memoir, The Liar's Club, because she needed the money. It took her 2.5 years because she only worked on it every other weekend when her son was with his father. It was on the New York Times bestseller list for more than a year. She followed it up with two more memoirs, Cherry and Lit. Here's a poem for today by Gregory Janikian, entitled The Fight. It was over a girl. One boy had spoken to her, had asked her out. The other had been feeling with her the twitches of something serious. It was a misunderstanding, something that might have been fixed, talked out or around. But the whole school had turned out to watch them settle it. It was too late for talk. It was no longer just their fight. Something irrelevant and impure had entered it. Honor, looking more upright than the other. Things which had nothing to do with the girl, or desire, or what she had whispered to one of them one night in a car. So they faced each other, bringing their anger up by saying what finally did not matter, but loudly enough so their bodies believed it. There was a sudden coming together. There were fists flailing, while everybody, hundreds, watched. One was cut above the eye. The other's knuckles were bloodied against teeth. It lasted half a minute, until one of them pulled back and said something like, "This is stupid," and the other dropped his fists and watched him walk away. A poem by Gregory Janikian, The Fight, from his collection Falling Deeply into America, published by Carnegie Mellon University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.